right, folks, just like in the last episode, and this is the only time I'm going to have to do this now in the future or whenever till the end of time of the podcast organization without a cool acronym, this is episode 95. There is no episode 93. It disappeared. It just fucking furbing disappeared. So, yeah, now we are on track to have Tales from the Resistance be the 100th episode of this 104-day podcast that has lasted or taken 8.5 years to complete. And yes, we do know that season 5 of Phineas and Ferb is coming, so we will be doing more than 104 days of summer. Enjoy, thank you for listening, and we love you all.
Women and children and the faint of heart may wish to leave now.
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Life may be
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain. Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane. As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Hello and welcome to episode 94 of Palka, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am your host, TF2, and one of your hosts, TF2 and Mike, and joining me, as always, is Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Sometimes I wish it would stop, but it's going. Today is the 94th day of summer, at least for us anyways, and that means it is the day that the GCRN returns to our cartoon review podcast, or continues on our wow, that's not typed out correctly. So, Michael, are you ready to jump on the roller coaster ride that is the podcast organization without a cool acronym?
Yes. Yes, I am.
As of this recording, we have 10 days left of the podcast until they eventually release the new episodes. So, without any further ado, we are going to get to Cheers for Fears.
Jeremy's birthday present for months, but it's not even close to being as good as I want it to be.
Ugh, lame.
Oh, come on, Candace. You're overthinking this. Jeremy'll love anything you make. What's your worry?
I just want to do something really special to show Jeremy how much I care. Something way over the top. Something that defies the laws of physics and exceeds the boundaries of the imagination. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
When Candace is stumped about what to get Jeremy for his birthday, she reluctantly asks Phineas and Ferb for their help in creating the ultimate gift. Meanwhile, Doofenshmirtz plans to make fears a reality with his worst fear innator. But his plans backfire when he finds himself battling his own fears instead. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, boy. If my first thought was, I wish they would have been able to license Everybody Wants to Rule the World, because, hello, Tears for Fears, Tears for Fears.
They could have played that while she was on the scrapbook ride.
Yep, or they could have played it during Doof's fear thing. Man, his fear, oh boy, those vending machines. You gotta watch out for them vending machines, man.
And my jawbone landed on the remote. Okay, nothing bad will happen as long as I don't think about anything scary. Oh no, I couldn't help it, it just popped in there. It can't be. Vending machines are taking over. I said it could happen. No, stay back, stay back. No, I'm not really hungry. No, not the tiny vanilla cookies. How long have those been in there?
There was three of them. I mean, they totally ganged up on him.
Exactly.
I mean, one of them probably could have taken it. You know, one of them, he probably could have sicked Norm on him.
Yeah.
Norm the dog. It would have been awesome.
That's right. I don't understand. Oh my God, Doof, why?
Guard dog mode. Woof. Bark like a dog, Norm.
I think it was a poor use of Norm.
What happens? Norm got a girlfriend. Next thing you know, he's barking like a dog.
Well, I mean, it would have been like that would have made more sense if Chloe had shown up in the episode, but she didn't.
Made him bark like a dog. That's right. Awful.
Well, yeah, but still, like, hello, woof.
That's right, woof woof.
All I can think of is whatever the wolf's name is in the Looney Tunes cartoon when Red
is a name.
Yeah, he has a name. I forget what his name is off the top.
Oh, no, it's not a wolf. Is it Wile E. Coyote?
No, it is a wolf. Because the whole point is it's a Little Red Riding Hood cartoon, but it's a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Oh, okay. I think his name is just The Wolf.
I don't think so, but...
Big Bad Wolf. He's the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, he's the Big... Yeah, that's fine. So what did you think of this episode, sir?
I liked it. I especially liked the scrapbook carnival ride.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how they were going to implement this, but they actually brought back certain things from past episodes.
Yep.
And I was like, I recognize that. It's like Leonardo DiCaprio sitting up out of his seat, pointing at the screen. You know, I recognize that.
Yep.
I recognize that instance or the recognize that reference. But yeah, I liked it. I thought, now this is a weird thing. Buchan Schmerz is an aider. Generally, his innators aren't that bad, as we like to say, you know, they're not that evil. But this is something that could be considered evil.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a horror movie plot, you know? I mean, this is like an episode of Saw.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm going to inflict your worst nightmare upon you. And, you know, his worst nightmare was I don't want to say childish, but yeah, you know, he's got a fear of vending machines. It's like yawn, but, you know, other people's fears could be, I don't know, scary nuns, evil clowns.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the entire town being overrun with evil clowns?
Didn't they do an episode about that, though?
There's a movie about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I was telling my son and I went to Spirit Halloween, and they have the Killer Clowns from Outer Space there, you know, and we're like,
right.
I think it's amazing. And he's like, what the hell is this? You know, he's never heard of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So now I'm going to make him watch it. Closer to Halloween, but we're definitely going to watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, Lord. Well, Halloween's not that far off. We got 28 days, something like that. I don't know.
Math.
Yeah, math is hard, folks.
What's your favorite pastime?
No.
Math.
No. No, not at all. No, but I like this one. I thought this was great. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
The mega scrapbook, a Ganza. Like, not everything has to be a Ganza, Phineas, but I get it.
Ganza.
Did you hear what Candace said? She goes, the Jerobelia. I'm like, oh my god.
Just the Jerobelia. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I liked that. I actually said that to myself several times so that I would remember Jerobelia. And Furbland. That was the other one. Welcome to Furbland.
Welcome to Furbland. That's right.
It was funny because Phineas turns to Isabella and she just stares him down, you know, and I'm like, did she have the day off?
No.
Does she have a non-speaking role today? No. Is she on vacation? But no, at the end, it turns out she was on she's getting her not speaking badge.
Yeah, 24 hours of not talking. Yep.
24 hours of not talking badge. Exactly. Yep. And I thought, wow, she took a vow of silence. She's the evil nun now.
Oh, God, no.
Somebody's worst nightmare. Isabella is an evil nun.
Isabella's better than that.
Their evil nun vow of silence.
God.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
Ferb actually had more than one line today.
Yes, he did.
Well, only when he's talking with himself.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's talking to himself, but again, it's still, he's got more than one line. The giant 3D scrapbook song, the regular size scrapbook song, and then Watching and Waiting was an instrumental somewhere in the episode.
You know, we had Love Handle in there today.
Yep.
Always nice to see Love Handle. They were underused.
Yeah.
They got to sing. I guess that's enough.
Yeah, that's, you know, one or two. They get two songs.
And, translating for Sullen.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
It should have been Teenager. Be like, oh, no. I speak Teenager.
No. Sullen is much better. No. Sullen's much better.
Sullen's better? Okay.
Yeah, because it's Candace and Buford. And, yeah, no, Sullen is much better because Buford is a... At times, Buford can be very dark.
Is he Sullen as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He says, I, too, am strange and unusual.
Yep.
It's just funny. I guess if it was Teenager, it'd be like, all I got is a Skibidi Ohio scrapbook and I need something with Riz.
No. Hell no. Done. No. There is no such
thing. I know what it's our vibe is going to be today.
It is called charisma. Say it out loud, folks. Charisma.
Riz for days.
No. Oh,
Sigma
my God.
Riz.
I hate the abbreviations of actual freaking words.
Phineas and Ferb, I want to be the Rizzly Bear. Good times.
He can't see it. You can't see it, folks, but my eyes are rolling so far up into my brain right now. No. Whoa. These people today, these fucking kids today, they're ruining the English language.
Oh, man. Old man yells at cloud.
That's right.
Get damn off my straight. Lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
With your
I know, you Skibidi Ohio kids. Mm-hmm. Get off my lawn. Yeah.
Go back to Ohio where you belong, kids.
That's right.
With your hipping and your hopping and your ticking and your talking.
Get out of here before I pull phantom text
damn, you. Yeah, pull up your damn pants, you morons. Oh, God.
Poor kids.
No abbreviations. Hell, some abbreviations, yes. But that one, when I started hearing that, the word Riz, I'm like, what the... is that and why the and then I figured out I found out what it was and I'm like, oh, that's like I'm the one of the laziest people you'll ever meet in the world, but that's just mother lazy like that. Oh God, that just, oh, I already have brain damage, folks. I don't want my brain to pop out of my head. You gotta stop with the super abbreviations of real actual intelligible words. Yeah,
I did it again. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cheers for fears.
No cap.
Oh God. Yeah, exactly. Nope and out.
Nope.
Nope on a rope. That's right.
On a rope.
That's right. Good. I do love Buford and Phineas. Buford's like, nice touch. Smells like my grandma. I thought your grandma smelled like ant pheromones. That's the other one. Because, yeah.
I didn't get that one.
Well, grandmas always smell like something, you know.
And pheromones, I thought that was a reference to a previous episode that I just didn't remember.
Yeah, it was probably the Giants episode, most likely.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you remembered.
I guess. I like.
Oh, and the Ghostbusters reference.
Yep, the Ghostbusters reference.
It just popped in there.
Yeah, it just popped in there. That's right.
Trying to think of something innocuous. Something that couldn't possibly hurt us.
Oh, no, it can't be. It's the State Puff Marshmallow Man.
It's a classic.
Yeah, somebody get the 40 or 50 foot Statue of Liberty and have her walking down the street, please.
That's right, with playing to good vibes.
Uh-huh, that's right. You know.
people's faces when we come on shore. This should really get the city's positive energy flowing, huh, Vicky?
Keep kicking, Libby. You make this work, we'll pop for a weekend in Vegas with a Jolly Green Giant.
But yeah, no.
I was really surprised that they didn't bring up actual horror movies, though.
I'm kind of glad they didn't. I'm kind of glad that it was just, like, irrational fears.
Night of the Living Dead Batteries?
No, yeah, well, there's that. And then the prequel, Batteries, Batteries that actually Alive work. Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Well, it would have been funnier if it was Batteries Alive, but yeah, Batteries that actually were, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I like that it was just...
actually do what they're supposed to do.
Exactly. I like that it was just sort of irrational, over-emotional, like, this really isn't that scary. I mean, other than the whole vending machine thing. But the funny thing about the vending machine thing is that they're actually scared of coins. That's hilarious.
I didn't get it. I was like, what?
How do you know? Okay, like, ladies and gentlemen, pick up.
Are they being impaled by the coins? Is that what they're
afraid of? Yes!
Stabbed because by coins?
Okay. You go to a Coke machine, you go to a Pepsi machine, you go to one of the snack that drops whatever machines. You shove coins into essentially their mouth or their lungs or their brain or whatever. Essentially, you're shoving coins in there. And sometimes people don't clean out their vending machines, you literally have to shove the coins in there to get the thing to work. So yeah, that's why the vending machines were afraid of the coins, is because the coins are committing assault on the vending machines.
Just assumed that would be, pleasurable.
That's a whole other universe. I don't know what universe that is, but that's like the Phineas and Ferb in the 17th dimension or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Something like that.
What do we know about Randy and Jason Sklar?
They
showed up as some weird announcers, but I don't recognize those names. I wasn't sure if they were like some celebrity guest or something.
Let me look here. I do not remember them.
Blink and you'll miss it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know what? No, this is the wrong episode.
No, you're thinking of the next
episode. Yeah, this is next episode. We'll bring them up later.
It is. Randy and Jason. They're Mark and Marcus.
Yeah. They're the announcers during the Sky Tennis match.
Yep.
This is the next episode.
No, it was this episode, I think. Or maybe it was, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, either way, I'm already on the article here.
We're going to talk about it.
Well, I'm already here, so... Jesus. All right, fine. What are you rating?
Did you notice, and this wasn't this episode, Candace is downtown, and she's doing research for the scrapbook. And she stops by the coffee shop and she takes the guy's tea.
The hot chocolate, yeah.
The hot chocolate, yeah. She sniffs it, she drinks it, she puts it down. Dan Povenmire.
Yep.
Was the voice. That was his actual voice.
Yeah.
And I was watching this with my wife and I said, oh, that's Dan Povenmire's voice. And she's like, that's nice, dear. And I'm like, no, really, that's the voice of Doofenshmirtz, except he's using his regular voice and not his Doofenshmirtz voice.
Yeah, his actual voice.
And she's like, that's next year.
Yeah, your wife doesn't really care about these cartoons, unfortunately.
Doesn't watch cartoons. She just happened to be there while I was watching it. So it was nice of her to, accompany me while it was during my research. But
I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me.
No interest in cartoons.
No.
But I was there you go. And then the girl talked, and I was like, wow. And I noticed that a Leaky Graft was the storyboard artist, and I was wondering if that was her. And so I'm looking, I'm like, I thought, because at one point I thought they let her do a voiceover.
Yeah, they did.
I was looking at, like, additional voices, and she didn't show up, but I was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Nope, that's Lila. Never mind. I do not know because it does not Yeah, it doesn't list her character, unfortunately.
Lila.
Yeah, Lila's in the next one, I think, maybe.
She was in line at the at the convention, and she said, "I'm the only girl."
I'm the only girl. Yep.
She had one line. One line. How do you get? Are they supposed to credit you if you only have one line?
Yeah. Anytime you get a line, you get a credit.
All right then. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Well, she's the only girl, and she's the only human agent because all of the other agents are animals,
But again, the funny part was that, you know, she's the only one. She's the only girl at the convention.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I know, but that's the joke. She's amongst animals, but again, the only girl.
I understand that.
You've been to a convention before, right?
Yes. I get it. I understand.
Sausage Fest.
Yes. We get it. We understand. What I'm saying is she's the only human agent in the entire Pauka, Kauka, Auka, whatever.
And that is why it would be funny to little kids who had never been to a convention.
Yes.
It works on many levels.
All right. What are you going to rate Cheers for Fears, yeah.
You know, I liked it. I'm willing to give it a 4.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Ooh.
It was just a half point where, like I said, some of the fears are... I mean, I get it. Everybody has irrational fears, but like...
All right, so what are you afraid of? Where is it? What the hey? Nothing? Perry the Platypus, Alka agent. Fearless. Ah, that figures. I guess you'll just have to hang around.
This is a dude who tries to take over the tri-state area every episode, and some of these fears are like, that's nice. Like, they're not that scary. Like, I get it. They're not trying to make this a super, horror, Friday the 13th, Saw, all of that stuff. But, like, I was expecting more stakes with Doof, so I take a half point off.
It's not that kind of cartoon.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll be back in a second. We are going to be moving on to the final episode of the day, Just Our Luck, right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a punk rock band of brothers get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting.
Toy hunt by day, punk rock band by night. We'll take any excuse to get in the van.
We all collect different toy lines like those real American heroes.
G.I. Joe!
To the toys that are more than meets the eye, Transformers.
To He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
From vintage to modern and all topics in between, you can always expect some rowdy and passionate discussion because we love talking toys here on the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Kiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of Geekcast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on Geekcast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
I will rule the entire tri-state area. Aw, man. Norm, I told you. On the paper. On the paper. Bad dog.
Looking good, guys. All we need to do is hammer in this last nail, and we'll be ready to go. Huh. That's odd. Glad I always carry a spare. Whoa! Good thing you're wearing your steel-tip sneakers.
Actually, today I'm not.
All right, here we go. Just our luck. When Doofenshmirtz invents a stinkle-crampinator... Doof, come on, man. There's got to be a better name. To increase his chances of ruling the tri-state area, he inadvertently fires it at Phineas and Ferb and the gang, who end up with bad luck while preparing for a sky tennis match, and Candace, who gets a load of luck and thinks she has enough luck to bust her brothers. Dun, dun, dun. Apparently there was no Doof plot in this, because that description says nothing about Doof whatsoever.
Hmm.
Oh, no. That's...
It was a Doof plot.
I'm losing my mind, folks. That's right. He created the stupid innator that affected the kids.
The innator.
Yeah. Yeah, the innator. Oh, Lord. So, since I already brought it up, the Sklar brothers, they are American identical twin brother actors and comedians. They're best known for hosting Cheap Seats for Phineas and Ferb. They voiced Marcus and Mark in Just Our Luck. The other stuff that they've done, literally, some of the voices, like, you couldn't get anybody else to be the tennis announcers. Like, you couldn't actually get a tennis announcer to do the voice, but, okay, sure, fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's what I was asking. Like, who are these guys? I don't know who these guys are.
They wrote and appeared on ESPN Sports Center in a comedic segment called The Bracket. Randy and Jason occasionally fill in for Jim Rome on the Jim Rome Show on the radio. I don't know how long ago that was, but, Oh, this is interesting. There's a Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul reference. They made two cameo appearances in Better Call Saul as the owners of a music shop who are purchasing television commercials from the suspended lawyer, Jimmy McGill. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. Don't care.
Yeah, I know, like I said,
you couldn't have gotten two actual people who announced tennis matches. Like, you couldn't have put in, like, Andre Agassi or, not Serena or Venus, but, you couldn't have put someone in there that was actually...
Actual people?
I mean, they
well,
are
these
actual
are actual people,
but,
I guess, but...
But I'm saying, like, you couldn't
nice
put
way
in
to put this.
Actual announcers, like, actual sports announcers. Like, put in Jim Nance, or... I know he doesn't announce tennis stuff, but, like, put in Joe... what's his nuts? God, what's his name? The baseball guy. Oh, God. The Red Sox win the World Series. Oh, God, what's Joe... What the... Joe's last name... Not Clark. Whatever. Anyway.
Okay.
It was fine. It was a cameo thing. It didn't really matter. I mean, it mattered, but it didn't really matter.
Okay.
I don't know. It was all right. The rest of the episode was funny, though.
Yeah. It was all right. Yeah.
Yep. Good luck, bad luck. Doof becomes lucky. And Roger is always lucky. He doesn't matter. And the crazy thing was, throughout this whole thing, Perry was asleep. Like, Perry, come on, man. He was asleep until he didn't need to be asleep. Like,
he worked too late.
Yeah.
Because everyone else was at the convention.
Yeah.
The Sausage Fest convention.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I am trying to remember the name of this one.
What? Just Our Luck?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the wiki and it's not paired up with Cheers for Fears the way it should be. It's paired up with Steampunks, oddly.
Oh, interesting. That's weird.
Yeah, I was like, no, wait a minute, that's not right.
It is on mine. Just Our Luck? Yes, it is. It's paired up with Tears for Fears. You're looking at the wrong episode.
I guess I am. Oh, very strange.
Hold on.
At the bottom, under Next, it just says Steampunks.
So. Well, yeah, Next, because, but... yeah, at the bottom, Next would be, Steampunks, but at the very top in the description, it's, that's weird.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway.
We have another thing to point out to the wiki people. Say, hey, man, fix that link. That's all messed up. We blame you. I was thrown into a perpetual loop there, and it's their fault. Yeah, I feel for Perry in this case because, I often fall asleep in inopportune moments.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
happens
my
to me
dad.
All the time.
Yeah, my dad can fall asleep anywhere. Literally anywhere.
I fell asleep at a stoplight once.
Yeah?
I fell asleep waiting for a train. That was embarrassing. Yep. The guy behind me actually came around and knocked on my window, probably thought I died.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing. But I try really hard to get enough sleep now.
Yeah, gotta get the good sleep.
It's important, I mean, you don't realize it until, when you're younger and it's like, yeah, I can stay up till 3 a.m. and still make it to school by 7. And you're cool with it. And you get a little bit older and it's like, no, your body doesn't work the same way. It's not going to fly.
Yeah. No, not at all.
But yeah, I would strongly advise against like ziplining while you're under the influence of a bad luckinator.
Yeah, that's not exactly.
I felt sure they were going to die. Pretty sure. I was like, something terrible is going to happen. But they had embedded enough safety overrides that they were all okay.
Which was nice.
Thankfully. Yeah.
Thankfully, yeah.
Is good luck anti-stinkle-crompen? They didn't actually say.
I don't know, and I don't know if I want to know.
I don't know if I care. Apathy. I don't know, and I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't know, man. It just feels like... I don't know. It's a weird freaking name. Like, doof, come on, man.
Is there a reason why they can't say Bad Luckinator?
Bad Luckinator. Yeah, I was like, why? Like, Bad Luckinator. Bad Luckinator. Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Or the luck of the Doofenshmirtz instead of the luck of the Irish or the unlucky Doofen. Like, they could have done so many other things.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of funny and it gave them an excuse to do a little backstory.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of neat. They had a potted plant.
Yeah, that was funny.
Linda has to go. She goes on a potted plant retreat. Comes back early with a potted plant.
Mm-hmm. Gets a hat put on him and
just granted a hat. Yeah,
Lanny the potted plant. Yep.
Lanny the potted plant did not go to the convention, and I felt a little bad for Planty. I know what it's like to miss out on conventions.
Mm-hmm. The whole time we've been talking, folks, I've been trying to figure out who the hell the stupid guy was that I was trying to think that would have been a better announcer than the Sklar brothers. Joe somebody? It was Joe Buck.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
Used to do the baseball announcing that I was thinking of. And I'm like,
sure.
How did I forget that?
Is Joe Buck still alive?
He should be, as far as I know.
No.
God, now you ask me that. I'm like, oh, great. Here we go.
We didn't want to dig up Joe Buck, literally.
No, he's still alive. 69. Oh. He's 55 years old.
Oh, huh. All right, then.
Yep.
Totally could have got him. I guess if they watched anything that he announced.
Hey, man.
Maybe they just wanted to get announcers that the kids would recognize.
And again, why wouldn't you get somebody from the tennis world, even if it wasn't a person that announced tennis matches? You could have gotten, like I said earlier, Andre Agassi. Could have
gotten John McEnroe.
Yeah, like you could have gotten John McEnroe. You could have gotten Anna Kournikova or the Wilson, or not Wilson.
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Did you see that TV series where John McEnroe does the voiceover?
What's the name of the series?
It's called You on Netflix.
Oh, and God, it's yes, a, yes.
Yes, John McEnroe is his inner monologue. It's funny.
Oh, my God. It's not funny. That show is creepy as all hell.
It's a good show.
I'm not saying it's not a good show. I'm saying it's creepy as all hell.
See, they could have got John McEnroe. Would have been awesome.
Yeah, before Karen passed in 2021, we watched the first two seasons of it, and holy crap. Oh, boy, that's some deep... That requires... You know how they always say all golf requires is goofy pants and a fat ass? Netflix's You requires either lots of alcohol or your attention span to be dialed in to the traumatic crap that that show is going to show you, because holy crap, that show is deep.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Editor TF2 in my care, and I'm throwing Michael Wilson under the bus, folks, because he thought that John McEnroe was the narrator in Netflix's series You, starring Penn Badgley and others. It's not him in there. John McEnroe was the narrator in Never Have I Ever. Quick correction, now back to the show.
But I liked it.
Yeah, no, it was a good show. Yeah, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying, like, you need to in order to watch that show, you need to be in a certain mindset to realize that.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Sure,
heavy, deep shit that's going to happen here, and it's going to affect you in ways that you probably can't even
imagine. Make it sound like Dexter or something. It wasn't quite.
Well, it's a little darker than Dexter, I think, actually.
You think it's darker than Dexter? Really?
A little bit, yeah.
Holy cow!
Because Dexter, he either is a serial killer or a former serial killer.
No, he is. It's, every episode is like blood and you know, body horror. It's I didn't quite get that from you. You was more psychological.
Yeah, and that's exactly. And a lot of people these days can't handle that.
Yeah, and that's why the Sklar brothers are the announcers.
I guess. I don't know. I am taking 2 full points off because bad announcing. So I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
I think did a fine job announcing. I just didn't like Skennis.
Yeah, no, I don't like the name Sky Tennis Skennis. That's so
Sky Tennis. It's tennis on a zip line. That makes absolutely. If you miss, what happens? Your ball goes across town. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, none of that made any sense.
I wasn't a fan. I was just like, all right, you know. I mean, honestly, I think if it was me, I would be purposely cutting all the zip lines just so I could use the rocket pads and the bouncy safety features, you know?
Yeah, but like we said, at least there were safety features.
At least. Oh, and almond brittle. Huge amounts of almond brittle.
Oh, my God, no.
That's right, with a big S on it. Side. Because everybody knows not to open the can with the big S on the side.
Mm-hmm. And then Doof even says, oh, I guess I should have known about this since I got it from a giant clown. I'm like, Doof.
Should know better. Yeah. Should have known better.
Yeah, should have known better. I am giving it a 3 out of 5. What about you?
I don't see a reason not to give it a 3. I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't awful.
There were, like I said, 2 points off of it is not bad, and there were some really cool moments in it, but overall, the overall story of the stuff, like, just no. Like, there could have been a bunch of other sports that they could have invented. Like, you could have...
Haven't they done them all already? I mean, we've got, like, four-dimensional soccer, and, I mean, there's only so much you can do.
We've got, like, what was that, 7-dimensional soccer, I think?
Maybe, yeah.
Something like that.
M.C. Escher soccer.
I don't know. But, like, this episode, instead of using a zip line, they could have done, like, sky surfing or something. Or they could have done anything other than what they did.
Yeah. We're getting pretty deep in, and we're probably running out of gags, I guess, you know?
I mean, I do like the ingenuity of the kids of realizing, oh, we have bad luck, so we have to compensate for that. And, like you said, the jetpack, the bouncy thing, so it's, you know, the safety features are worked into that, so, you know, all that. That's fine and cool and dandy, but the overall thing about ziplining through the whole point of a zipline is you start up really, really high and you go to the ground. You don't travel horizontally down the street. Like, this isn't a freaking car here.
What if it could be? How neat. Yeah. I don't know. I like to say it's not Disney without parental death, but they can't kill children. So you knew that nothing bad was going to happen to the kids.
It's not Disney without parental death. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you look at Disney, Bambi, you got The Lion King, you got Finding Nemo.
Cinderella.
Parents are not safe. Not safe. Bad things happen to parents in Disney movies.
Yes, they do. And I am stealing a joke from Matt from Yeah Mad. Did you hear about the little fish who had cancer? Finding chemo.
Awful.
Yeah, it is awful.
It is awful.
It's awful. I know. Oh, but like I said, I'm crediting Yeah Mad and Matt, who told the joke on Yeah Mad. It's a new, they've been around for a while, but it's new to me. So they do a lot of good jokes.
I was going to say, there's an anecdote. Both my kids are in German in high school, right?
Yep.
So, I was showing this, I was prepping for this, and my son comes in and he says, oh, you know, that he sees Stinkelkrampen, and he goes, oh, that's funny because I just had to write something in German. And he wrote a story about how he met a platypus on the road, and the platypus had a hat. And he said, now the platypus has a hat and he's a secret agent.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah. And he showed it to me and he wrote it in German. But the word is Schnabeltier.
Ah!
And I said, is the word for platypus a German platypus? And he's like, no, it's Schnabeltier. I'm like, Schnabeltier? What the hell's a Schnabeltier? And it just made me giggle because it was like, ein Schnabeltier. And then he puts on the hat, Perry die Schnabeltier.
Yeah.
I just laughed. I laughed really hard. But I thought it was funny that we have this pseudo German, you know, language here in this episode. And then, you know. And then we're introduced to Schnabeltier.
Schnabeltier.
Schnabeltier. Yeah. I want to hear Dad say Schnabeltier.
Yeah.
It's ein Schnabeltier. Very die Schnabeltier. Yep. It's funny.
Absolutely.
Made me giggle. All
right. Yep. On that note, folks, with the Schnabeltiers in our eyes, we are going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some ads for some other podcasts that we promote on the network, and we'll come back to close the show right after this.
I was using my PhD, my pillow-hurling dexterity.
Nah, still lucky.
Ah, welcome to my throne room, Future Tales. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music, I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
Hi, welcome to Up Nerd. What is Up Nerd? Up Nerd is a podcasting network of shows hosted by me, The Uneven Flow. People have told me I like to talk at them about a pretty wide range of topics, comics, games, movies, books, whatever. And now I'll be able to talk at you. Along with the weekly show will be two bi-weekly shows. First, we have Fine You Pick, a show where one host picks a movie, then both hosts have to watch it. Then the next episode, the other host picks the movie. Each show will have a breakdown of why it is that movie was picked by that host, after which will be a discussion about what it is we just watched. Lastly, we have the show Top 3, Bottom 3. Similarly to Fine You Pick, one host picks a television series, and the next week, the pick alternates to the other host. Here, the episodes of the show are chosen by the top 3 episodes and the bottom 3 episodes, as rated on IMDb.com. Yes, this is probably the worst way to watch and review a television show, and yes, that's the idea. On our shows, I'll detail out how you can suggest things for us to watch, you can reach out and talk with the hosts, and maybe even appear on an episode. I hope you'll join me for this exciting new podcast adventure. I swear we're going to make it more than 8 episodes.
Space Cube, the computer of had stories of the Transformers. Transformers Generation 2.
Wrong. This is not Generation 2. This is Generation 1 done right.
The year will be 2014, and from secret staging grounds on two of Cybertron's moons, the valiant podcasters prepare to reclaim their reputations. September 17th, 2014, the TFG2 podcast premieres 45 podcast episodes dedicated to all 98 episodes of the Generation 1 cartoon, plus so much more than meets the ear. Join TFG1 and Mike, Pecan Court Michael, Optimus Solo, and sometimes Steve Megatron as they redo TFG1 and get it done right. You can find the TFG2 podcast on www.geekcastradio.com and iTunes.
All right, folks, we are back. It is day 94 of the podcast organization without a cool acronym. Any final thoughts before I run through the closing, sir?
No. I was like, the one line in the song that threw me off was like they didn't have anything to rhyme with the previous line. So instead they said, I have a character bandage on my knee.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that is inexplicable. It doesn't make any sense, but it was a Ducky Momo appearance, so I guess it counts.
Yeah, it counts, but it still sucked.
It is funny, because in preparation for the new episodes, they've been putting out videos of how they create the music, you know, and it's basically just one person in front of a piano and him, you know, making notes and trying to make words rhyme. Or when I say him, I mean Dan Povenmire, you know, trying to make words rhyme. And I can just imagine him sitting here like, I don't know. I got a Ducky Momo bandage on my knee. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, print it. Yeah.
But print. That's lunch.
Yeah, that's right. Food services is out. We're done here. Come on, let's go.
We're done here. We're all going to Ryan's Steakhouse or O'Charlie's or Golden Corral or whatever the hell.
Ew, gross. Tell me you don't drink from the chocolate fountain. That is awful. You don't know how many people had their fingers in that.
Oh my God, no! But
ew, oh
God, you just had to say chocolate fountain, and it
said Golden Corral. You've ever been to a Golden Corral? That's their whole thing.
Yes, that's the whole chocolate fountain. No. See, here's the thing. I said Golden Corral because, yes, I have been to a Golden Corral before. Yes, I know that's kind of their thing. But we, at one point, was it 17, 18, or 19? It was one of those years. I forget which year it was. You, me, Karen, and Chrissy all went out to the Chocolate Sanctuary in Gurnee, Illinois. And I can say this because, unfortunately, that restaurant closed down a couple of years ago. It made me so upset because that place was awesome, but they had a chocolate fountain that was actually good.
I want to say they actually brought it to the table. So it was like your personal chocolate fountain. It wasn't like a buffet where random people stick their fingers in it. You know, I
it was an orderable item that they brought to your table, and it was amazing. I think I still have pictures of us on Facebook with the thing. I'm going to have to look those up after the show, but
dig that up. Yeah.
Dig that up like a empty coffer, pauper's grave or whatever the hell. Anyway, folks, I think that's going to do it for us on that note. Thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website where you can listen to and comment on all the content. That is geekcastradio.com. You can send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out on any of the podcatching clients you choose to use, from Apple to whatever else people use. I prefer Spotify, but that's just me. You can leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Yes, iTunes is still a thing. You can follow us on what it's currently now called, thanks to that moron, but Twitter. You can follow us on X. I am at TFG and Mike, and you are, sir?
Econ Court Michael.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for the rest of the network updates, as well as becoming a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next 4 episodes, or 4 cartoons, 2 episodes of Phineas and Ferb Season 4, which include Return Policy, Imperfect Storm, Steampunks, and It's No Picnic. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Oh yeah, and unleash the geek in you.
Wow. That could have gone better.
Alright, what is... I want to make sure that's correct, because if it's not correct, then we screwed.
Yawn.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was holding that back the whole time.
That's what the judicious use of mute is for.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I tell you, I had judicious use of mute several times.
Season 3, 4.
Very careful.
Four.
Actually, it was funny because I paused and I had this outrageous belch that I unpaused there, and you were reading something, so you were like very quiet, and I'm like, oh, he heard that.
Nope, I didn't hear a thing. And the lucky thing is on the microphone that I have now, the mute button is literally at the top, so I can just like slide my finger
nice
right over it. Like you can't hear everything that I'm saying because I'm sliding
See, I thought you were just like timing your words there. You're like, mother. And, you know, I'm like, oh,
well,
is he saying it like that? Is he trained himself to automatically censor himself? Or is that just a judicious use of mute? I can't tell.
No. I've sometimes I will say the F bomb and sometimes I won't.
You got the thumb button handy there, right?
No. That's only if I need to belch or if I need to move. Like if I need to move in my chair and I don't want to have to cut that out in the editing. I will hit mute.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, I've trained myself to do that because
you're just good with the mute button. I wasn't sure.
Nope, that's just me.
And scene.